What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I got great news, guys.
It's the news update from Game Time Decisions.
News, 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 news.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Cam Cooley, your sports grid news and betting update. Time to get on the grid. Breaking news now confirms Seahawks. They've claimed Josh Gordon off waivers from the New England Patriots. Pete Carroll confirming today the Seahawks had number 28 priority in the waiver wire, but they managed to take him, and Carroll happy that they did. Gordon won't play this Sunday versus the Tampa Bay Bucks, but he might be ready for a nice Week 10 battle versus undefeated San Francisco. This is Gordon's third team since 2018. Bad news for the Colts. Star wideout T.Y. Hilton's going to miss Week 9 versus Pittsburgh. He's likely out 3 to 4 weeks, suffering a calf injury he suffered in practice. Hilton leading the Colts with 360 yards and 5 touchdowns as well. As for the Steelers, they got their own problems in this game. Top running back James Conner doubtful with that shoulder injury he suffered versus the Dolphins. It's still unknown if Patrick Mahomes is going to be back this week versus the Minnesota Vikings. He's got that dislocated kneecap. He's still recovering. His timeline to return during the injury, 3 to 8 weeks. It would be a little bit premature. Limited in practice this week. And if he can't go, backup Matt Moore will once again get the call. Washington quarterback Dwayne Haskins, he's going to make his first ever start when the Redskins travel to Buffalo to battle the Bills. Right now, Buffalo a 9.5-point favorite in that game. Denver quarterback Joe Flacco, he's done. Placed on the injured list with the neck injury. This move will end his season with the Broncos. He was expected to miss 5 or 6 weeks' time, but the Broncos are shutting him down completely. Brendan Allen gets his first career start versus Cleveland on Sunday. Cam Newton not coming back anytime soon. The Carolina quarterback visiting a foot specialist to learn why his injury isn't healing. The foot specialist, Dr. Anderson, used to be an assistant physician with the team. He was supposed to be back by week 7 or 8, but that did not materialize as the injury is healing at a slow rate. Panthers 4-1 with backup quarterback Kyle Allen at the helm. The San Francisco 49ers linebacker Quan Alexander suffered a torn pectoral Thursday night versus Arizona. He is now out for the season. Good news for the Giants. They're going to get a wide out back. Sterling Shepard, he cleared concussion protocol and will play versus the Dallas Cowboys on Monday night. Philly wide out DeSean Jackson, probable versus the Bears. Tons of injuries we talked about there. Now it gets worse for the Golden State Warriors in hoops. Star guard Steph Curry now expected to miss 3 months with that broken hand. Earlier reports said he'd only be out 4 to 6 weeks' time, but that diagnosis was wrong. The Warriors have started the year 1-3 without Curry and Klay Thompson. They're struggling. In the NBA also, Cleveland Cavaliers GM Kobe Altman has agreed to a long-term extension with the team. Let's take a look at the hardwood tonight, 7 o'clock. Cleveland, Indiana, Pacers -8/213. Houston laying 5 at Brooklyn, total 244. Milwaukee -4 at Orlando, 215. 7:30 action, New York at Boston, Celtics laying 10, 212. 8 o'clock, Detroit at Chicago, Bulls -3.5, 214.5 is your total, 930, Lakers -1.5 at Dallas, 217, 10 o'clock, Utah laying 4.5 at Sacramento, 213 is your over-under, and 1030, San Antonio -7 at Golden State, 222. In baseball, the Mets have found their man. They plan to make former player Carlos Beltran their next manager. New York hasn't confirmed the hire just yet. Beltran, no managerial experience, and this year he was a special advisor for the New York Yankees. Washington Nationals, they're not going to have to travel far to meet President Trump. Fresh off the World Series win, they'll be visiting the White House on Monday. Trump attended Game 5 of the World Series, booed relentlessly by the Nationals fans. Championship parade, it's going to take place this Saturday at 2 o'clock. Sunday, they will be honored at the Washington Capitals game. Conor McGregor has pleaded guilty to assault, but he'll not see any jail time. McGregor assaulted a man in Dublin back in April. He was convicted of the assault and fined just over $1,000 for the incident. He has multiple legal problems right now. Remember smashing that guy's cell phone and under investigation after a woman says he sexually abused her back in December. Eight games in the NHL tonight. Philly at New Jersey, Devils minus 126 and a half. Buffalo at Washington, Caps minus 185. 6.5 is your total. Tampa Bay laying a quarter at the Red Hot Islanders. 6 your total. Victor Hedman out for the Bolts. 7:30, Detroit at Carolina. Canes minus 296. At 8 o'clock, we got Columbus at St. Louis. Blues minus 175 and a half. 9 o'clock action. Dallas at Colorado. Avalanche laying 45 cents. 5.5. Vancouver at Anaheim. Pick'em total 6. And Winnipeg at San Jose. SJ Sharkey minus 150. Golf Tournament of Champions in Shanghai. England's Matthew Fitzpatrick leads at minus 11. And Rory McIlroy, tournament favorite, just one shot bat. PGA Tour's Bermuda Championship. Scotty Scheffler, Brandon Todd, and Harry Higgs, three-way tie for the lead. Men's tennis, Rolex Masters, Novak Djokovic. He is through after a win today. And Rafa Nadal, the 1 and 2 seed, both through. He just won his match a few minutes ago. WTA, we got Pliskova and Barty. And Bencic takes on Svitolina in the semifinals of the WTA Finals in China. I'm Cam Stewart. Thanks to Babano for dropping by. We got Steve Merrill. He'll join us in the second hour, so stay tuned. Hour 2 of Red Heat and Rage on Sports Grid is coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
Back to live action, fellas. Game time decisions, Red Heat and Rage. I am Morency. Get on the grid, Zumo TV, channel 719, as we throw down with you on this Friday evening, leading you into in-game live tonight. Cam will be back as well at 8 o'clock. Paul Bovey will join us. We'll see if we can get some horse picks from Paul Bovey. UFC 244, Madison Square Garden going on across the street. And in fact, the fighters, I think, you know, the ceremonial weigh-in. They do a real weigh-in now in the morning. They try to make their life easier for the fighters. So they do like the real weigh-in in the morning, and the public's not there. There's cameras there, and there's officials there. There's a few people. I don't think it's like 100% close to the public, but they used to do it in front of everybody, but now they do it in the morning at like a hotel type of deal or whatever behind the scenes. And then they do the ceremonial stare down tonight, you know, and it was because fighters, instead of making these guys suffer and be dehydrated and starving all day, figured get it over with in the morning. Cam, a lot of the fighters, not all of them, you know, probably actually all of them, because they generally don't stay at different hotels. Most of the time, every UFC fighter will be put up at the same hotel, except for like maybe like a big star. You know what I mean? Yep. Like, George St. Pierre is not staying at the same hotel as the guy that's opening up the card. You know what I mean? Like, GSP will be staying at, like, a five-star hotel.
Be at the Ritz. Yep.
But a lot of them are staying here, which is, this is, I think, deemed four. I think it is a five-star hotel here, too. It's a nice place, whatever. So, like, I know that Nate Diaz, he's the main event. He's staying here. What they'll do, though, is they won't have, they try not to put the opponents in the same hotel, right? Like, they don't want Nate Diaz running into Jorge Masvidal in the lobby 10 times this week. It'll lead to friction. It'll either fight or they'll get along too much and it'll take the edge off. So Masvidal's not here. So I think Masvidal's like literally like right down the street. But it's funny, Cam, because like, you know where we are here. MSG is literally two
across
blocks. Well, it's across. It's technically two blocks. It's across the street. You know, you come out of the hotel, boom, 34th, boom, you take another block, 33rd, and there's MSG. So it's technically, it's like a block and whatever. But it's funny, they're pulling a Rick Majerus camp. They're all driving. They have like buses taking the fighters over.
pulling a Rick Majerus.
Yeah, no, because I thought about that because I saw the bus earlier and I was like, I was thinking, man, Nate Diaz ain't taking this bus. He's just going to walk across the street. Like, he's going to think this is stupid. But no, I guess it's like for insurance purposes and everything, too. Think about it, Cam. If you're Dana White, you have all this money invested. What if somebody says, hey, screw you, Nate Diaz, on the street and attacks him? Or Nate Diaz punches someone in the face outside of MSG right now. You can't have people getting close to them. It makes sense why they're doing it.
It does. Takes a lot longer than walking, but
Well worth it.
Yeah, yeah. This way they drive into the arena. No one can mess with them. What if some Conor McGregor fan throws a bottle at him or something?
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, music trivia on this one. Cam, you know this riff? Who's this? Keep it going, Yang. Turn it up.
Sounds like Motley Crue. No?
No. Motley Crue are a little cheaper than this. How much longer will it take for the world to see Bloodstone? Bloodstone. Judas Priest. Bloodstone.
I like that intro. It's good. It was smooth.
Now.
Sorry, Yang. Sorry. Yeah, sometimes you put you on the spot. It's just like you get a little bit nervous.
Wait, what'd you say, Yang? I didn't get that. He took a shot at you?
Yang says he knew it was Judas Priest.
Oh, you knew this. Yeah, you knew. Of course Yang knew that. Yang's a big Priest fan.
Yeah, we put it in there. I'm re-looking at it. Judas Priest. Bloodstone, baby.
Yeah. He's just red.
Yang's like he's too much, this guy.
I know. He's the best.
Now he's taking shots at you about rock music.
Oh, I know.
He said, like, come on, buddy, Judas Priest.
Yeah, I know.
Again, play Judas Priest on the way out here. It's their best riff. Yeah. It's the best one. Electric one? Eye. But it needs to be the Hellion. Is Metal Matt there? Metal Matt's in the room. Yeah, Metal Matt. Play Electric Eye on the way out here, Matt, but get it for Yang's lined up. Except it needs the intro, the Hellion. It's one in parcel package. Down. So yeah, play that on the way out. Yeah.
You're not at the book, but the Breeders' Cup Juvenile turf is going off in like a minute here. I love that five horse, baby.
Yeah, I'm trying to refrain from betting ponies online because I don't want to end up like you.
I know.
I'm just kidding. Tall. Let's bring Lucky Steve Maryland.
No. You know what we do? We both have our problems. You do the volleyball at 3 o'clock.
No, I don't do that anymore. I can't because I can't get it in. I'm saved.
Yeah.
I can't text you at 4 a.m. to get a Filipino pick in.
I like that. They see moving to New York actually did you a favor. You're not betting on like guys playing on horses with skulls as balls on sand at 4 o'clock in the morning.
No, they didn't have a line for that. Dog was actually mad. Yeah. Steve Merrill joins us. Yeah, Steve, I had a friend of mine. This guy liked to bet on everything. The national sport in Afghanistan, it's a lot like polo. So basically, you're on a horse and you're smacking a ball around. Except they're not smacking a ball. It's a goat's head. And like you can kind of like you can hit each other. Dude, in the one of the new Rambo movie, I was watching a Rambo movie the other day on TV. He was playing it. He was like a guest in the Middle East and he was playing that. He's smacking the head around and like I was like, oh damn, they're dropping a reference to the game. Yeah, my buddy called Bet365 and wanted a line. On like a tribe. He's like, yeah, the tribal union versus, you know, the basically like Sunnis versus Shiites and stuff. And they're like, sir, we don't have a line on it. And he got all mad. He's like, what kind of sports book are you? And they even gave him like a bonus, Steve. Like they put money in his account. Oh, we're sorry, sir. We're going to look into getting a line. And I think they didn't know what he was talking about. Like, I'll find out the name of the sport. It's a real sport, Steve. It's their national sport. They wrap up the goat's head with like tape and stuff, but you're smacking around a goat's head. Yeah,
the goat head is like the professional league. The amateurs, they probably use a rock or something over there. There's a lot of rubble.
I don't know. You're lucky if it's not like
the only exports.
I'll be honest, Steve. You're lucky if it's not one of the infidels. Lucky it's not one of our heads.
Good point.
Exactly.
Come on. Cam's like, good point.
Great line years ago. He said Afghanistan's two main exports are opium and rubble.
Opium.
Don't forget about their hashish. Their hashish was pretty good.
Came second, not bad.
All right, not bad.
I get paid. I'd prefer him to win, but second's good.
All right, I got it. Was Larry and Wawa in our chat? He'll know the name right away. He'll tell us. There he is, right.
Oh, Larry, yeah. Larry's a genius.
I like what Larry says. Yeah, those Mongolian sports are hard to cap. Genghis Kong was undefeated, Steve. This guy, he didn't play around. He covered every... Genghis Kong was the definition of... He liked to run the score up, Steve.
He was. Yeah, that's right. He showed no mercy.
The term route all started back then. Genghis Khan. Definitely. Look, come on. What's the name of the sport? All right. Steve, Navy Lang. I'm going to find a name. Navy Lang 26 tonight, Steve. Me and Cam, I'm trying to talk Cam into UConn. I'm trying to talk myself into UConn here.
Thinking about it.
Yeah, I mean, UConn's coming off a big win last week against UMass. I mean, how bad is UMass? Liberty was a touchdown favorite at Rutgers last week. And on several shows, I just said, you know, you got to pull the trigger with the Big Ten home underdog getting a touchdown against Liberty. And they won outright. And now Liberty goes on the road tomorrow, and they're laying over 3 touchdowns against UMass. And that, of course, is because UConn just beat them as a 10-point road favorite by 21 last week. So we'll see if UConn has anything for this Navy rush attack. It concerns me that they give up 38 points a game and 200 yards on the ground, 5.5 yards a carry. That's probably not a good matchup.
All right, just for the record, we found it. And it's called Buzkashi.
Buzkashi.
Buzkashi. Buzkashi.
I would have thought that was a food.
To me, it sounded a little too close to Bukkake. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, how about booze? And cash, things I both like.
Buzkashi.
Buzkashi.
Exactly. They're speaking your language. Hey, Buzkashi. Yeah, cash booze.
Can I bet on the Buzkashi, please?
Right. Buzkashi is a popular Central Asian game that has been around for centuries. And yet surprisingly few people in the West have heard of it. It is a traditional game on horseback where a headless goat carcass is the ball.
Yep.
Both players and spectators.
Wait.
It's not the head. It's the
it's
whole
the
body.
Carcass.
Yeah.
That's even more bizarre. The head made perfect sense.
Says the players and the spectators are both at risk of serious injury.
Ooh.
So. All right, let's just see.
And from the game also.
All right, introduction. All right, legend has it was first invented. What's that, Steve?
They're in risk of injury from the game also.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm seeing a picture of it here. Yeah, dude, man, you don't have a stick or anything. You don't have a stick, Cam. You're carrying the carcass. It's like Rambo. I'm remembering the movie. And basically, people try to come and get it from you on the horse, bro, and you got to get past the line.
Oh, that's amazing. That's great.
All right, so listen, legend has it the game was first invented century years ago when the Afghan tribes would gallop on horseback to steal a rival tribe's goats from their flock. Both defensive and offensive strategies were used to develop in a formalized game whose rules are this day a bit mysterious. All right, yeah, well, let me just get this and we'll get to the picks. Here's the rules. The game migrated in Central Asia. It's been adopted by a number of different ethnic groups in the Kazakh, Tajik, Kyrgyz, and I can't even pronounce it. Each ethnic group has their way of playing Buzkashi. The ball, in most cases, is a headless goat carcass, but some groups also use a sheep carcass. I know some people get offended by this, but it's no different than our basketballs or American footballs that are made with animal hides. They're actually synthetic. They're not. The transportation. Most games are played on horseback, but it can also be played on yak back.
Yak back. Love yaks.
The field. That's well, in so some cases, Buzkashi can be played on an officially marked field. Often it's played on an open field with no boundaries. The team. In some countries, it's two teams against each other. In others, it's every man for himself.
For himself.
That'd be hardcore, Ken. Imagine like some Middle Eastern Buzkashi fighting for that carcass.
It sounds like some end of the world game you'd play.
Yeah, you know, like, winner like, survives, like everyone else dies. Yeah. Like,
we're going to play Buzkashi. Here's the deal. You win, you live. If not, everyone dies.
Whoever has this carcass at the end, you live. Yeah.
Everybody else, see ya.
The objective. For some games, the objective is to get the goat carcass in a hole. Others in a basket. Some ethnic groups need to get the goat around a flag or into a designated area. You get the gist of it.
It sounds great.
This poor goat, man. They slammed him into a hole like a basketball. Here's the rules. You can't, it's governed by a referee. These are like sort of the universal rules. Players cannot attach the goat carcass to the saddle or anything. It must be carried. The goat must weigh at least 100 pounds.
Big goat.
Yeah.
That's big.
Players must remain on their horse or yak at all times to remain eligible for play. You get knocked off, you're done. Players may whip their own horses and those of their opponents, but they cannot hit opponents in the attempt to knock the carcass out of the grip of their hand or leg. That's nice of them. So what, they just beat the horse?
Yeah, exactly. Or the yak.
All right, we'll get some picks from Merrill on the other side. See.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
Roto.com. Compete with the pros on FanDuel and DraftKings with the DailyRoto.com optimizer, the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus you get lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and a whole lot more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with the promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/DUNK to learn more. That's DailyRoto.com/DUNK and get a special 10% discount today. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made.
Thank you very much. On this day in 1946, the New York Knickerbockers traveled north to take on the Toronto Huskies in the first ever NBA game. The Huskies would only last one season in Toronto. Professional basketball would not return until 1995 when the Raptors were born. So on this day, the NBA was created. And I don't think the average Johnny Jackass wouldn't realize that the first ever NBA game was played in Toronto. So the championship came home. Steve Merrill with us right now. All right, and we'll get to after, man. The Seahawks have Josh Gordon. Seahawks ain't playing around, baby. So Steve Merrill with us. Before we get Steve out of here, we'll keep him for another couple more. And Steve, I brought it up earlier, trying to talk myself into UConn here. It's a lot of freaking points for Navy to play. I mean, they run the ball on every play. UConn have seen this before. They haven't played in 2 years, but been a, you know, and you kind of hung around with these guys. Just quickly on this, yeah, I'm going to put a small play. I'm going to take the 26.5 points.
Yeah, I'm not touching the game tonight. I mean, historically, obviously, you like Navy as a big dog a lot more than a big favorite for the reasons you mentioned. They run the ball. They control the clock. But as I said before the break, you know, it's really hard to trust UConn. They're a terrible defensive team, and they can't stop the run. And then on top of that, they're playing on a short week with one less day of prep time for the triple option.
All right, Steve. So let's get into the NFL this week. Some intriguing games. We were talking a little bit about Denver and Cleveland. I want to take Denver, but I can't trust this quarterback. Brandon Allen was terrible at Arkansas. And truth be told, I'm shocked that he's even in the National Football League, but he is, even though Cleveland have all these problems, Steve.
Yeah, you know, and as you know, from the beginning of the season, I thought Cleveland was vastly overrated. I mean, they came in as the fifth Super Bowl favorite overall at 12-1 at some books. They were on the Sports Illustrated preseason cover. I mean, and that jinx is legitimate, by the way, because normally teams or players get on the cover after they've reached their peak or they're vastly overhyped. With that said, though, Cleveland is probably better than their 2-5 record indicates. The Broncos maybe a little better as well than their 2-6 record, but as you said, serious offensive problems right now. They scored 16 or less in three straight games, 20 or less in four straight, and 16 or less in five of their last seven, or actually six of their eight games this year overall. Don't see that getting much better this week. Cleveland does have a lot more offensive weapons. Their problem's been the defense, actually. I don't think Denver's a team that can take advantage of that.
Cam?
Steve, what do you think? What's one of your top plays? I was thinking about doing this. I know you're in Washington. I got to be honest with you. It looks like inflated points. When the Bills played Miami, we were both on Gabe. Even though Gabe's a Bills fan, it was way too many points with Miami in that rivalry game. But just watching Dwayne Haskins play, it doesn't seem like he's ready. I'm kind of crazy. I'm thinking the Bills might be like a steal at 9.5 this week. I'm not even sure if Washington can score against that defense. Haskins on the road in Buffalo and getting colder, not a good recipe, Steve.
Yeah, I like the Redskins getting the inflated number against Minnesota last week on that Thursday nighter, but it's really hard to trust them here. Haskins, as you said, has looked awful so far. And then, as you know, Cam, I mean, turnovers dictate NFL games, and it's hard that the Redskins aren't going to throw more interceptions in this game, especially against one of the better pass defenses in the league. Buffalo's been very stingy defensively. I guess, you know, the devil's advocate, as there is with every game, would be that Buffalo only averages 19 points a game this year, and you're laying 10. But, yeah, it's very hard to pull the trigger with the Redskins, especially with Haskins under center.
Lucky Steve Merrill with us. So, Steve, we talked about it. Washington Mystics win the title.
Yep.
Washington Nationals win. Washington Capitals win. Like, Capitals. Wow. Like, this, you guys are like the city of champions now. And this stuff sort of happens in waves. And Toronto Raptors win. TFC is going to win the MLS Cup again. I think we're going to have another double. Like, we're going to have this double-double of which. So, WNBA, Major League Baseball, same city, NBA, and MLS, same city. And what I found interesting, a little quirk here, too, guys, I wanted to get to this yesterday, actually. It's pretty crazy. It's the first time ever in like, you know, modern era here that MVPs went to the same school. Kawhi Leonard and Steven Strasburg, San Diego State.
Yeah, wild.
That's right. I didn't think about
that. Yeah, I know. A little quirk there. Oh, I know. I wish I came out the other day I brought this up. I keep forgetting to tell everyone that.
Here's what I'll ask you guys. Who's going to win the next title, Wizards or Redskins, or between the two of them? And I guess neither could be an answer.
Yeah.
Who would you take
first?
Yeah,
the answer's never.
You'd have to say the Redskins just because it's, you know, the NFL, it's quicker to get good. But, boy, it's hard to imagine.
Yeah, you'd have to say the Redskins. You can't win any NBA. Like 12 teams, 13 teams have won in NBA history only, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Redskins. I'd say the Redskins.
The Redskins will not win in our lifetime, Gabe. Not at all.
I was just going to say, hopefully we'll be alive to see one of them win.
Settle down, answer. Steve. You're getting spoiled, man. What about my Bills?
Yeah.
What about Cam's Leafs?
Never. Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, Steve's living in rich. He's living the lap of luxury. Old Capitals fan, Gabe. Hey, busting out his Peter Bonner jersey.
I saw three of them. I was going to say, I saw three Redskin titles growing up, but there had never been a Capitals one, and there technically never been a Nationals. There had been one in, 1924 or 24?
They didn't exist, though, before. Yeah, that's it. Well, you know,
the Bullets did win one. People probably forget that. The Bullets won in 79.
The Bullets
beat Supersonics.
Good call.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lenny Wilkins. That's
the Bullets and Redskins have four titles. The Nationals and Caps have two.
That's the first NBA Finals I watched. I remember, like, that's the first NBA Finals, like, I remember, and I was 9 years old. I remember asking my grandfather. I said, yeah, I'm going to stay up late. The NBA Finals are on, and they were on tape delay. It came on, like, after, like, the local news in Vermont. I got, like, Vermont CBS. Like, I even remember the name of the network. It's stuff's ingrained with you. WCAX. That's where, Cam, I used to see the ads, and it freaked me out, man. There was, like, this creepy old man, and it was for Ethan Allen. And he'd be sitting in his furniture. Big wooden chair, like a hand. Like the chair was his big wooden hand. And he used to sit come down to Ethan Allen. I was like, ugh. Yeah. Always freaked me out.
I will.
Yeah, yeah. Anything in the NBA like tonight, Steve, before we get you out of here?
I think that Laker-Maverick game will be interesting. You know, that's one game where it looks like kind of the sharp money is coming on Dallas today. It's dropped from 2-1, yet the public is on the Lakers. Last night, I actually went against San Antonio with the Clippers.
Yep.
Spurs travel without rest to face Golden State, who's now 1-3 and Curryless. Kind of get a feeling that San Antonio is going to want to smack them, and that line's gone from 4.5 to 7, but it might not be high enough.
All right, so and for the last thing before we go, you know what? We had a couple of cool NASCAR guys on the show in the last like month or so. And it's too bad because I'm kind of clueless this year, more so than normal, actually. But we had Denny Hamlin on, and who else did we have? We had Kevin Harvick. And I tell you, Kevin Harvick was really cool. Like, Harvick even after was like, yeah, anytime, guys. And like, Hamlin was more standoffish, but he was a nice guy. But Kevin Harvick was actually a really, really cool dude. We were talking about UFC and his buddies with Cowboy Cerrone and he sponsors it and blah, blah. But who's going to win? I'm seeing the futures right now. Where are we at with this, Steve, now?
Yeah, Truex won last week, so he's in the final four now, and there's two more races to go. So he's at the favorite at 2-1. What's interesting is actually Hamlin is the second favorite now, around 3-1, and then Kyle Busch. Kyle Busch had been the favorite all playoffs, but he hasn't done much so far. But you'll notice all three of those are Gibbs teammates. That's how dominant that stable's been this year. And Harvick is kind of lurking. Chase Elliott's lurking, like Ryan Blaney.
Who do you think wins?
It's going to be one of those Gibbs drivers. I think Truex, you know, Truex is in the finals. He won it 2 years ago, and he finished second last year on the track in Miami.
Yeah.
He's hard to go against.
He's
right
so
now.
Good on all guy. Tracks.
Nice to see him win again.
He's exactly. He's
right,
his wife was sick.
Team on top of that,
Cam, like Truex didn't like he didn't grow up with a silver spoon. If you remember years ago, Cam, we talked about him. His sponsor was a Denver furniture store. If you remember,
awesome.
Like that's all he had. Like he's a guy from Denver. He had a furniture store. Like he didn't have big money and stuff. This guy Truex, like he really like climbed his way up the ladder. You know.
And think about this, Gabe. When he won 2 years ago, he was still the Denver team. And now he's actually one of the four Gibbs teams. So even more power now. Even though they were semi-Gibbs team, they were still running
that's right. That's right. You know what? They got tired of like sharing the data and him beating them all the time. They said, join our team.
Right. And they brought Eric Jones as the fourth driver. He replaced Suarez, and he was the other Denver driver. He was in the playoffs as well, but got bumped. That's how strong that team's been this year.
People don't realize that, what the accomplishment, Cam. Like Joe Gibbs, you know, multiple Super Bowls, and like he's like really like one of the best NASCAR team owners of all time. Like he's freaking dominating this sport right now, and a sport that's not easy to dominate. Like with the technology and the randomness of it, he really is. Like it's amazing what this guy's accomplished. Like sort of two sport genius, two sport like Hall of Famer, Steve. Like he's you know.
Yeah, I was gonna say technically I. Yeah, I was just say the same thing. Technically, I guess you can't say it's the coach. That'd be the crew chief. You know, he's an owner.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's going to be in the Hall of Fame in two different sports, basically as a coach.
That's what I was going to say. Like two sport Hall of Famer, right? I mean, he's already a Hall of Famer in football, and you can't say he's a NASCAR Hall of Famer too. Like you can't say he's not.
Yep, and I don't think he is yet, but he definitely will be. Yeah. I agree.
Now you see the other day, man, it was like 1,000 birds flew into the NASCAR building and died. They got confused, Cam. They didn't know it was glass.
Oh, they started smashing windows.
Yeah, yeah. It was a heinous scene.
Yeah, birds freak out, man. They don't like their own reflection,
they got loose
right?
Turn three.
All right. Lucky Steve Merrill. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, guys.
All right, we'll get to the phone. I think we got Big Cat on hold. Big Card Julio's looming. We'll get to our picks. We're going to be on In-Game Live tonight, too. Don't beat the Jets.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
All right, good job, Yang. Game time decision continues. We're into the home stretch here. We'll be back in game live for one last show this week. Paul Bovey will join us. We'll run through the National Football League games. We'll take a look at tonight's NBA card. For the record, and we'll get to Big Cat in a second here, but for the record, you know, last year I was all over the Brooklyn Nets, and I didn't like what they did in the offseason. I told people I didn't like what they did. And I'm not surprised right now that they're already where they are. They have just one win on the season. And that was last Friday against the Knicks. And they even blew like a 16-point lead to the Knicks. The Knicks took a lead, but the Knicks blew it. So they beat the Knicks. Whatever. Kyrie Irving's averaging 1 million points a game, but they're not winning. There was a report about Kyrie Irving and his mood swings already freaking Brooklyn out, that he's just very erratic and his behavior is erratic, or, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes he doesn't talk. Sometimes he's in a good mood. Sometimes he's distant. Like, he's different every time they see him. They're freaked out. And I thought it was a Boston smear job, this story. But the thing is, he confirmed it after. He basically said, I'm not here to be friends and I'm not here to make people happy. I'm here to play basketball. So you're kind of getting what you deserve. So where I'm going with this, Cam, I've been betting against Brooklyn this year, but tonight will be the first time I'm going to take them. They're getting 5 points against Houston. Houston are also kind of like all over the place. They're Harden and Westbrook. They're kind of flaky. They don't play defense. The total's 244. It's freaking high.
I know. It's crazy.
But I almost want to take the over because it's high for a reason. But I like the Brooklyn Nets +5. I think they had a little meeting earlier in the week and all that type of stuff. I just don't trust Houston to pull away on the road like this.
What do you think? I would lean to Brooklyn too at the +5. What do you think of Lakers Mavericks? I want to take the Mavericks.
Lean with the Mavericks
at home. Yeah, I'm leaning there too. They're only getting a point or a point and a half. One of my books is one. The other one's 1.5. And I'll probably lay the 7 with San Antonio in Golden State. The news just gets worse for the Warriors. I know the owner's talking about not tanking. It doesn't matter. You have nothing. The thing is, you can't win with the lineup that you got there. It's going to be bad. San Antonio coming off the loss to the Clippers on a back-to-back. They'll want to beat these guys down for all the times the Warriors beat them down. So 7 seems like a lot on the road, Gabe, but I lean Spurs as well.
All right. You know what? The plays are starting to add up right now. We're going to fire you off. We'll fire you off the picks.
Did he give you the message?
Yeah, we're crying. Okay, you know what? Okay. This all started, and this is actually a lesson, guys, because we talked about Cardano, and Cardano won 27 games in a row. He lost last night, finally. We broke it as soon as talking about it.
Exactly. We're jinxed.
Yeah, so he lost, but he wasn't betting that much, like he said. Like, he goes, I was just sort of betting for fun. I didn't have a lot of time. I was just getting bets in. You know, they were like $50, $35 parlay, $50 in this.
Yeah.
But it added up where he won a couple of $1,000s. And it's amazing because this week I pulled the money over the weekend from Bet365 and I left $80 in. Just so I was like, whatever, and you know, get a couple of plays. And so it turned out, whatever, I went to that Nick game and I was like, you know what, I'll put the play in. And then boom, sort of battled it. And look, we turned the 80 into 308, right? It's not bad. You know, it's funny. Because how many times have I tried, I'll put 300 in or $250, let's say the $250 deposit, and I lose it in the week. You know what I mean? And I'm betting bigger units. It's funny. Like, I really have, and I know you have too, I remember like when we were in Liberty Village like 2 years ago, man, I had a couple of like really good weekends in a row. And it was just $1,500 a game, man.
Exactly.
It was 50 or 50, 50, 50. And I resisted. I wasn't like, oh, I'm hot. Let me go 500. I was like, all right, I'll go 100. You know what I mean? I was like really stingy. I was like, why mess this up? I'm doing good like this. And at the end of the weekend, I'm like, wow, man, I won $3,400. And I never imagined. And so many times, Cam, I've deposited 1,000 in the account. I'm going to win 4,000 or 5,000 this weekend. Dude, by Saturday night, I'm out and I lost it. You know what I mean?
I'm going to tell you, we gamble every day. We do probably more than any gamble on more games than anybody at the station. But I've learned something, and it's so hard to stick with it. The minute I go absolutely nuts on a game, I probably lose it about 8 out of 10 times. Guaranteed. it's going to lose. No, but if I nickel and dime, even with horses today,
yeah.
Nickel and diming, 6 across the board. You know, I used to do 40 across the, like $120 on a horse race. Are you on glue? Like, that's insane. Rich guys don't do that. It never works. I'm telling you, Gabe, like, it's very hard to stick to the system. But if you do, it's almost like some celestial force is saying, you know what? You're playing within your means and you're going to get rewarded. The minute I go bananas, I remember when I start smashing games, that's the time I lose. And then you get more frustrated. You got to go keep on. Yeah. Grinding is the best way to do it. The problem is it's very, very hard. When you're trying to make money all the time, you got to have self chats.
Well, as gamblers, say, we look for the big score, right? The big hit.
Exactly.
And you know what? And I don't mind a parlay trying to roll the dice. Look, we put TFC plus 200 the other night, but you know where we were wrong? The big hit, the safe money line parlays. They never work. Dude, last night, Crazy Mike at our boy at FanDuel, he dropped 5,000 last night. App State money line, San Francisco minus 3.5.
And
Baylor. And you know what? Only one pick, one out of the three, the supposed safe picks.
No, trust me. We've done that before. We did it in baseball.
Baseball never worked.
Don't do it. No, don't do it. Like I have to tell myself, you only do dogs. You play parlays to dogs. Like, none of this money line parlay stuff, even if it turns into a dog. Just stay away from it. I'd rather do a two-game parlay than try to put 6 minus 400 money lines in there. It's ridiculous. It doesn't work. Yeah, what was that? App State last night, but minus 7, what, 17-1? Yeah, like, it's stupid stuff. Yeah,
they were 15.5-point favorites. They lost outright.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so exactly.
But Baylor, 18.5. They won by 3, barely. Won.
Oh, I know.
And look, the Niners didn't even hit his alt line at 3.5. They only won by 3.
Thank God I pushed on the teaser because I got it to 3. It's dead. When they hit that 2-point conversion, I was pissed. They won by 5. I would have had a huge night because I love the teaser to the over. But anyway, it is what it is. But you're right. It's hard to stick by things that we say, and we got to practice what we preach. But you're right. Like, I'm telling you, man, it's like it's some kind of force thing. It's like things work if you just keep to the plan. The minute you stray from it, bad things happen. But it's hard to stick with it. Very hard.
All right. So quickly, we'll get to our picks. All right, let's get to Big Cat here. My bad. Big Cat, hop up and in. What up, Big Cat?
Hey guys, well, good to be back on the show. How are you guys?
Hey, good to hear from you, Big Cat. How you doing? Thank you for the Raptors ring. Now I got two of them,
buddy.
Looks like I have a conference championship.
Now you got one for each hand, buddy.
Yeah, they're different too. I got a conference championship and the championship now.
Yeah, you're
very nice, very nice. I'm going to throw out a horse for you guys tomorrow, buddy. Down in Santa Anita, they really like the number 10 in the 5th race. Remember his name, Eddie Haskell. He's going off at 12-1.
Go
Rosario picks up the mount. Oh, Fabian Pratt. Nice 12-1 play tomorrow.
Hard to forget the name Eddie Haskell.
Yeah, Eddie Haskell. Joel, actually, Big Cat, I've been watching the Breeders today. Joel Rosario, I was on him. I won at a 4-1 in the second race. He's good. He's had a nice day today. So I don't even mind the mount change. I like Eddie Haskell. He's a good horse.
I've got a nice little play in a race coming up here. I like 8 rings coming up in about 20 minutes. If you guys were a small bet as well.
I didn't know you liked to bet the pony so much, Big Cat. Yeah.
Big Cat's into it all, man.
Love him.
Yeah, you know what? Tonight we'll see what Bovey likes. We'll hit the breeder. We're going to hit tomorrow's card with Bovey a bit here tonight. You know what? In between, I know it's not good for me, but I think I'm going to go to Taco Bell Cam. And I'll come back and I'll sort of do a little horse capping going in tonight. Ever since that old guy, I got to get on top of my game. What's the hot tip for Woodbine, sir? He asked me. I felt so bad. Well, no, I didn't have an answer for him.
You know, you should quickly do.
Just one quick question for Gabe here. I wanted to see, since Anthony Davis has come in to Lakerland, seems like the team settled down and they're really playing well. What's your guys' opinion?
They played a bunch of crap teams. They're all right.
He had one good game.
When they played Kawhi and the Clippers, they were nearly crying. They quit. So, you know, this is classic Lakers and LeBron and AD. They slam the ball in Charlotte's face and Sacramento's face, and they flex their muscles. But when they play real teams, the Lakers will win games. They're going to make the playoffs and all this, but I'm not overly enthusiastic, Big Cat. I'm not, like, buying what the Lakers are selling.
Just a quick three-game parlay for you guys today. I like Houston. I'm going to go on the under, bucking the trend. I think 244 is a bit high. Milwaukee minus 4.5. Time in with Vancouver on the money line in the NHL. Have a good day, guys.
All right. Thank you, Big Cat. Oh, I forgot to put the amount, actually, that I was going to play here with you. Sent the picks.
Send it to me quick. I got to go to the bank after between shows. I got a lot of things to take care of, as in my mortgage. No, seriously. Really, I got a lot of problems right now. Yeah, I do. Like, it's not...
Why didn't you go earlier?
Things going on. What? I had to help my mom and dad today to do some stuff. I've had a bad day today. But anyway, it's okay. Things are going to be okay on the weekend, and hopefully we're going to win some money. This is going to be a good weekend in the NFL. I can feel it, man. I can feel it this week. Just smart plays, little two-game parlays. Things are going well.
I feel good about tonight, actually, too. I feel good. All right, I'm going to blast through my picks here. All right, NBA basketball. Give me the Brooklyn Nets. Brooklyn, baby, +5. Brooklyn Nets +5. The total's 244 points. It's high for a reason. It's going to get there. You know, they're probably going to get to the 250s, 260s. Man, Houston played to like 300 the other night. This is going to be a track meet tonight. So I'll go Nets +5, Rockets Nets over 244, Kyrie Irving over 27.5 points, Caris LeVert over 17.5 points, Knicks Celtics under 211.5, Bucks minus 4.5, Andre Drummond over 19.5 points, and the UConn Huskies +26. A square eight, the Elite Eight right there. There's an Elite Eight games for you. Nets +5. Rockets Nets over 244. Kyrie Irving to over 27.5 points. Caris LeVert over 17.5 points. Knicks Celtics under 211.5. Bucks minus 4.5. Andre Drummond against the Bulls over 19.5 points. And the UConn Huskies. I don't care what they say, Cam. I'm taking UConn.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, UConn, it's a lot of points. I'll do a small play on UConn as well. Getting 26, that's a lot of points. You talked a lot of basketball and hockey tonight. The New Jersey Devils, a lot of people calling each other out on the team after losing to Tampa Bay 7-6. They're going to tighten up. Philadelphia, they're a train wreck, but the Devils are at home. I'm going to lay 12 cents with the Devils. I think they should get the job done tonight against Philadelphia. If they lose this game, there's going to be firings. Next, we're going to take the Buffalo Sabres, as Babano said, and regulation +0.5 puck, and also to split the unit +170. On the Buffalo Sabres game, I'm going to bet dogs tonight and try to make real money on these dogs. I think we're in good spots in hockey with a couple dogs. Also, my upset special, Columbus over St. Louis. That's they're +155 there. And I will take Anaheim. I like Big Cat. He usually hits winners, but I think everyone's on Vancouver tonight. I like Anaheim at a pick'em price at home. They've been very, very good with you on UConn in basketball. I think I'm going to lay 7 with San Antonio to absolutely kick the crap out of the Golden State Warriors tonight. I think that's what's on the card.
We're going to pass on the NHL tonight. I'm going to pass
on
the NHL.
You play the NBA, you play the NBA, I play the NHL, so we still have a nice mix.
Nothing jumped off the page. Like, I kind of like Washington tonight. You know me. I will take the Sabres as underdogs, but I think the Capitals ride that Nationals wave tonight. I think the Capitals back home.
+190?
No, I'm not going to take it.
A lot, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Flyers and Devils.
Devils.
I lean Devils. I do lean Devils, but I'm not betting it. Light now. You know, our boy Faz, Fizano's actually at the Tampa Islander game. What about the Islanders tonight? Yeah. +105.
I know. I was looking at the Islanders. They're on fire. Tampa Bay beat you. That's the thing. Tampa Bay is heading to Sweden next week. So I don't know what's going to happen here. It's a look-ahead spot. Islanders are hot, and they're getting 10 cents.
What about the Jackets live dogs against the Blues?
Yeah, the Jackets are my dog of the night. I'm taking a chance. +150.
All right, we're going to be back at 8 o'clock, so I appreciate you getting my picks in. Good luck with your business. We'll see Cam at 8 o'clock. Paul Bovey will join us, and we'll talk NFL football. We'll track tonight's NBA card. May the winners be yours.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
Here's what you missed on Game Time Decisions.
All right, Babano, think about your Hawk. We got a hockey or basketball pick for you, but let me fire it off at you here, all right? Whose 2013 World Tour was called the Miss Carter Show?
2013 World Tour called the Miss Carter Show. World Tour.
I thought you'd get this one. Nice. I figured you'd get this one.
Yeah, it's tough.
Beyonce.
Oh, Jay-Z, right. Should have known that.
All right. true or false? Miley Cyrus is the daughter of Billy Ray Cyrus.
True.
True. Yeah. That's a layup now.
All right. Then we'll get a little tougher then. Which country pop singer was born? Eileen, Regina, Edwards.
What country pop singer?
Eileen Regina Edwards. Eileen Edwards is her real name.
Sounds Ireland or England. The Regina.
It's Shania Twain.
Is it really?
Yeah, Shania Twain's real name is Eileen Edwards.
Who's how much me? I know by CanCon.
Yeah, wow. She's like from like Port Perry. Isn't she?
Yeah, where's
she
from? Port Perry? North. Like Porcupine, like
yeah, north like of way up Marie, north. Man. Yeah,
yeah. She's where like they wear coats with like dead animals on them for real, like fur coats. Yeah,
you know the resort, the Deerhurst Inn.
Yeah, beautiful resort.
Yeah, I stayed there once. You know the Deerhurst Inn.
Yeah, I do.
She got her start like she was like the lounge piano and her singer there. That was literally her first big break. Like I think she literally worked there and they were like, wow, you're talented. Why don't you sing? And she started singing there. And that's kind of like where she got started at that Deerhurst resort place.
Yeah. My old tenant, Portuguese Joe, he owned a bar in Winnipeg. She played like her first like bar show at his bar. He told
me, she used to tour out there.
Who is this Shania Twain?
She started at the bottom, man. She started in dumpy bars in Winnipeg and stuff. Yeah. Like exactly. That chick earned it. She ain't no, like, she's a big diva now, but she had a hard life. Like, she earned it. Like,
Lady Gaga did too. I mean, Lady Gaga, she's in the same boat too. Yeah, hard living and made a career out of
music. All right, tonight, Babano. Tonight. Nah, Shania Twain had a harder than Lady Gaga. I thought you were being sarcastic, but I don't know Lady Gaga's story, though.
Hockey!
Lady Gaga is just a big Madonna ripoff. And I like when Babano sang Madonna, Larry and Wawa called him Bodonna.
Oh, Bodonna, yeah.
Bodonna. Bodonna.
It's got a ring to it, actually. Yeah,
Bodonna.
Be sure to follow all our social media at FNTSY.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.